Let me tell you who I am. I am a survivor, a teenage mother, a welfare recipient, and a woman. I am a teacher, life coach, minister, lawyer, and author. I've had my share of breakups, breakdowns, and breakthroughs. I did my work and put my life back together piece by piece. I am Iyanla Van Zandt, and I am here to help you do your work.
Well, it is sunny here in Birmingham, Alabama, but it is cold as Brooklyn. Two sisters wrote me. They are desperate to repair the broken relationship with their mother. It is hard to be a woman and to have a broken relationship with your mother because your mother really gives you your identity as a woman.
I feel like now I have a sense of brokenness because my mom didn't protect me.
Kim is a 33-year-old mother of two. She and her husband, Joe, have made their home here in Birmingham.
I've tried to mend a relationship, and those have all been my efforts.
Kim's sister, Annette, is 31 and single. She's coming in today from her hometown of Baltimore.
Life is short, and it's not God's will for my life to be bitter towards my mom.
Kim and Annette say that when they were little girls, their mom, Charlene, chose to be with controlling and abusive men, and they paid the price. They say one of those men physically abused and emotionally neglected them. They say their deepest hurt is that their mother knew and did nothing.
We were starved. I was locked in rooms. I was forced to use drugs. It was horrible. As a mother, I still cannot grasp the understanding of how you can trade your child for a man. I can't get past that.
Almost two decades later, and after many bad choices, their mother is broke and depending on the daughters she emotionally abandoned to provide for her.
It went from cell phone bills to can you get a loan for me to can you put the cable bill in your name, ultimately providing for her.
1 year ago, Charlene moved in with Kim and her family here in Birmingham. With her unhealed wounds and many unanswered questions, Kim is forced to face and deal with her mother every day.
So now that my mom is living with me, I feel like the issues that I tried to bury have resurfaced.
If this doesn't get fixed, Kim and Annette say they will cut all ties with their mother, Charlene.
I am very nervous, very anxious. My biggest fear is that at the end of this process, nothing changes and we're still where we were today.
We are all going to meet up at Kim's house. It will be the first time they've all been together in more than 3 months.
Hello!
Why are you crying?
I don't know.
I'm here to get to the heart of what's going on.
My grandmother told me that you never go anyplace barefaced and empty-handed. You have to bring goodies.
Good morning.
Hi,
how are you?
Good.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Oh my God, you all look so young.
thank you.
How are you? And
I'm the mom. I'm Charlene.
Charlene. Yes. I'm the mom. Nice young mom.
Oh, thank
That's
you.
Good.
How are you?
I love it. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
So thank you for having me in your home.
Thank you for coming.
I love it.
Good.
Okay. I think one of the most important relationships we have is the relationship we have with our mother.
Yes.
What has kept you together, as dysfunctional or hurtful or harmful as it has been, is the love that you have for each other. Don't underestimate that. People you don't love can't hurt you.
Wow.
I got a present for you. Now, one would not think that a honey bun would bring people to tears.
For years, Kim and Annette were denied physical and emotional nourishment, one of Charlene's ex-boyfriends, fed them a constant diet of canned goods and packaged sweets. The basket I've brought is filled with sobering reminders and childhood memories.
There were 3 honey buns left on the table, and my mom's ex wasn't there. And I asked her if I could have a honey bun, and she said, yeah. So I ate the honey bun, went on about my business. He comes home and says, what happened to a honey bun? It was 3 left on the table. And I said, oh, my mom said I could have one. She was like, no, I didn't. And she let him beat me because she made him think that I ate the honey bun without permission. And didn't think twice about it.
How do you remember
it? I mean, I can't remember back that far. And I'm not gonna lie and say I didn't say it, and I probably did say it.
In that moment?
In that moment, yes.
Now, how many years ago was that?
About 22, maybe, 23.
22 years.
I remember like it was yesterday.
Yeah. Yep. How does that serve you?
Whenever I tell the story, no matter how many times, I get emotional. You chose him, and I can't think of a time where you put us first.
We were always the sacrifice.
And who sacrifices their kids for love, affection, sex, whatever you think a man can give? And the hard part is they're all long gone. But we're still here.
She's depending on us, because she doesn't have anybody else.
You are attached to the details. Right. I'm not. Yeah. Okay. Right. So there will come moments when you do not like some of the things that I'm going to say to you. I'm going to push you to places you probably didn't even know existed, mm-hmm. and would rather not visit. That's okay. Are you in?
Yes.
All the way. So when I challenge you, know that we're going deeper. Are you in?
I am.
Are you in?
Yes, ma'am.
All the way?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to talk to both of the daughters separately to examine the roots of their anger toward their mother. Once I'm clear, then I'll talk to their mother. I begin with Kim.
When does she stop being a mother and just be a woman, in your mind?
The relationship where we were put in a home where that was abusive.
Hmm. Is that where the heartbreak started?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I want to hear about it. And for every heartbreak, I want a pen. And I want you to go right back there.
Okay. My mom's first relationship was with my sister's dad. And I was led to believe that he was my father. Mm. And he was, in my eyes, until he moved away. And when that happened, I no longer had a father figure in my life.
And what was the heartbreak then?
Not having daddy to come home to.
Yeah, that's hard for any little girl.
At the age of 33, Kim says she still has no idea who her real father is.
Okay. And then what happened?
Then she meets another man.
New man.
New man.
Okay.
At that point, I started seeing the separation from her being a mother to her being focused on men.
Okay. New man. What happened?
He would beat me. Mm-hmm. He would tell her
to beat me. Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold the phone, Jesus. You're telling me that your mother brought a man into your home who would tell her to beat you, and she would do it?
She would do it.
Give me a pen. What did that feel like?
It was the most devastating feeling I ever experienced in my life.
So make believe I'm your mother.
and let it rip. Let it rip.
Mom.
Yeah.
How could you let a man come before your children? Do you realize what that caused inside of me today? He beat you. And you knew he did the same thing to us. My resentment is so strong that I have hatred towards you.
It's okay.
Who wants to say they hate their mother?
Give me a pen. Come on. Dig deep. Tell me why. I hate my mother because...
I hate my mother because she abandoned me.
Yeah.
I hate my mother because she's living in my house.
Yeah.
And now she only has me to depend on.
And I have to do for her what she didn't do for me.
I had to do for her what she damn sure didn't do for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want my mother in my house around my children.
Yeah. She never told me who my daddy
was. She never told me who my father was.
And I still don't know.
And I still don't know.
And what does a little girl feel like when she doesn't even know who her daddy is?
Incomplete.
What does a grown woman feel like, beloved, when she doesn't know who her daddy is?
I don't know who I am.
Yeah.
And I hate my mother for that.
Yeah. Come here. You go ahead and cry. Can we go out this door right here? Okay, come on, take me out in the backyard. Take me out in the backyard. Can we go here? Don't worry about them. I want you to lay on the ground. I want you to lay on the ground. I want you to put your belly to the earth. Let it all flow right out into the earth. When a woman puts her belly on Mother Earth, she's being nurtured by the greatest mother of all. And just let it all come up right there. Yeah, put it all, just let it all come right out your belly.
Yes, baby, I know.
You've been holding on to that for a long time, baby. Now, I'm meeting with Kim's sister, Annette. Annette is single and lives in Baltimore. She has struggled for years with body image issues and her relationships with men. She blames her issues on her mom and how she was raised, but I want to dig deeper. For every hurt in her life, I want Annette to place a pin in this heart.
The heart of a 7 or 8 year old girl who gets forced to eat certain things.
It just wasn't fair.
Give me a pen. What wasn't fair?
That my mom let somebody come in our house and tell her how to raise her kids. Whoever she is with, that's the personality she takes over. So she becomes a piece of them. And that shows up in just her not being there for my sister and I. She was.
So what does that mean?
Mother wasn't a mother.
Put it in there.
Now I don't know how to look at her as a mother.
Yeah.
And I want a mother.
Yeah.
She was good before me, and she was a good mom. She cooked and she cleaned and she took care of us and she made sure we had what we needed. We spent time together. I've seen her as a mother. I felt that love from her at one time. And then men come, and now you don't know how to be a mother?
And how does that reflect on you? My mother did what?
She abandoned me for men.
Okay, go right there. Yeah, what else?
You sacrificed?
Yeah.
That's for men.
Yeah.
When I think about it, I feel...
I'm hurt.
Yeah. Give me a pen.
How could you do that? It's just some kids that don't know no better.
Yeah.
And I look at my nieces. I didn't give birth to them, but I would never let anything happen to them.
Right.
And you let that happen. It's not like you didn't know.
Tell me
you
what
can't
she
say
knew.
You did. She knew everything. Kim showed her bruises on her neck from riding to school with him and him beating her up on the way to school. She showed my mom, and my mom act like she didn't know. We used to beg her not to leave us with him, and she would leave us with him.
Why do you think she did that?
Because she cared more about him than us.
Really?
Yes. You can't care and love your kids and let them be abused.
Yeah.
But I just think, like, I wish she was stronger then. I wish she had the guts to stand up to a man and say, no, not in my house. No. If that's how you want me to treat my kids, then guess what? The door.
Yeah.
I don't like her for what she allowed to happen.
Come on, come on. I don't like her.
She just let me be damaged.
Yeah. Oh, pumpkin. Oh, poor baby.
Annette's pain is deep. In fact, it goes all the way back to her mother's womb.
I want you to come here for a minute
okay.
for me. Come on. Draw your knees up to your chest. Yeah. Yeah, and lay down. Just lay down. You know what that is? That's called a fetal position.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It takes you back to a time when you were safe.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So when you wake up, every day, with all of those memories locked in this body, are you safe in your body today?
No, ma'am.
No, no, you're not safe in your body today. I know. That's okay, baby. Just let it up. Just let it up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just always want to be smaller.
Yeah.
Always want to be just always thinking about gaining weight and just always wondering if I'll be like a big girl again and just not being comfortable in my own skin.
Yeah. If you're a big girl, what'll happen?
Men won't like me.
Yeah. Come on, sit up. Sit up. Okay, good. Okay. Sit over there.
I'll stay here. I know my hair crazy.
Oh, Chompley! Why do black women come out of the pit of hell worrying about their hair? You just went to the pit of hell.
Yes.
Do you know that?
Yes.
Well, when your mommy wasn't home to teach you and your daddy wasn't home to validate you, there's no way you could have a clear concept of who you are. Yes. And baby, it's unloving to ask yourself to do something that you've never been taught how to do.
Yes,
good work, ladies.
I messed up her jacket.
For Annette and Kim, this has been a day of putting a voice to their painful past.
Share with her something that you now know that you didn't know before. Share something with her.
I never looked at mom as a woman versus as a mother. Never looked at her as a regular person. I looked at her as what she did to us versus what happened to her.
Right.
That allowed that stuff to happen to us.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was a good relanguaging. What was going on with her that allowed that stuff to happen to us? That's a good relanguaging. Now, I'm getting ready to go meet your mom.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies. Let me take my extra pens, and my heart has to come along with me. But I'm going to handle it very, very delicately. Okay?
Thank you.
Toodles!
Bye.
I'm off. Hello, Miss Charlene.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
Why would a mother choose to be with an abusive man at the expense of her daughter's well-being? I suspect that Charlene has an unconfessed truth, and I want to find out what it is.
How would you characterize the relationship with your baby girls?
It's a distance between us.
Why?
I think it's because of the hurts that's there, the pains that we both have been through. And we're not communicating about them. We're keeping them in.
Where did we learn that?
I think I've learned it as growing up as a child.
Things you learned how to act like nothing was going on.
Right. Exactly.
Did you teach your girls to act like nothing was going on?
I don't think I did intentionally.
But did you?
I probably did.
So you got secrets too.
in the family.
Yeah. What's your secret?
My secret is I was also sexually abused by a close family friend.
Did you ever tell your mom?
I never told anyone.
How old were you?
I would say maybe about eight.
Eight.
Nine, somewhere along there.
And you held on to that all this time?
Yeah, I did. Wow. I was ashamed, and I didn't feel protected. I just felt so alone. And I didn't have anybody there to help me, to protect me. And it just took so much out of me. And I just didn't really know how to deal with it.
This is the first time that Charlene has ever revealed that she was sexually molested as a child. To truly understand a daughter's pain, a mother must first get in touch with her own issues.
I think sometimes people are careless with little girls' hearts. Who was careless with your heart?
My mother. Being an alcoholic.
And who else?
Well, I would say my father, too. He wasn't there because I didn't know who he was.
What about the man that violated you? Did he pierce your heart?
Yeah, he did.
Tell me about your first love. How old were you when you met her?
When I met him, I was 17, going on 18.
Is he Kim's dad?
No, I don't think so.
Do you know who Kim's father is?
No, I don't.
And when you look at her and realize, I don't even know who your father is, what do you do with that? What was going on in your heart, baby?
I just think that it was just empty inside, because I just felt dead.
I want to hear you own that I slept with so many men, I don't even know who my daughter's father is.
I slept with multiple men, and I don't know who my daughter's father is.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm so ashamed.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. My sister, yes.
That's a pain that's been inside of me for a long time.
Yes. Yes.
And it's just such a relief to finally say it out loud.
When you look in your face and know, I've slept with so many men looking for my daddy that I don't even know who my daughter's father is.
Huge. Yeah.
Big.
Okay, so I'm just gonna go right there. Having been raped as a young girl, what did you make up in your mind that made it okay for you to leave your baby girls with Boo Boo the Clown?
I just didn't think
it
that.
It never dawned on you that he could be emotionally, mentally violating these girls? Did you know?
Not in a sense where I saw it.
Are you aware that he physically abused them?
Put his hands on
them? Yeah, because he beat you.
Yeah.
What were you looking for? What were you going for? What were you missing that rendered you deaf, dumb, and blind to the safety of your baby girls?
Only thing I think of is love at that time.
So do you get that to fill your void, you sacrificed your daughters? Do you get that?
Yes. In the same way that I was sacrificed as a little kid.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. That's the pattern, baby. That's the pattern. One of the things that your daughter shared with me was that every time you got into a different relationship, you changed.
Yep. Yeah.
Do you know who you are?
No, I don't. But I want to find myself and move towards a better relationship with my daughters.
You can't have a relationship with your daughters till you get a relationship with you. I want you to get clear about what you want to say to your girls tomorrow, because the kingdom is at stake here.
Now, it's time for this family to tell each other the truth.
So I want to give you the floor to speak from your heart about what it is you need to know.
Okay. I want you to know that it still pains me that you have never been sincere with me
And when I've tried to talk to you, I feel like I'm talking to a brick wall. I feel that you traded me for your own selfish desires. You traded me for men.
Breathe and keep going.
I adored you. I admired you. I looked up to you. You were my God before I knew who God was. And then I go from that to being beat, and you allowed it. You turned your back after we showed you the marks, the scratches, the bruises, the pain in our face. And you just turned and walked away. That still lives in me, because I don't understand how you could have done it for years. Do you have any regret?
Yes, I do.
Why haven't you said it?
I was scared of what you would say to me or think of me. You trusted me. I didn't protect you. I didn't, because I didn't know how to.
Say that again.
I didn't know how to.
Tell her why you didn't know how.
I didn't know how to, because as a young child, I was sexually abused for years. My mother didn't protect me. My mother didn't take care of me. She didn't love me the way that she should have. But I didn't know. I didn't know how to love. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, Lord, forgive me.
Okay, everybody breathe. Tell me what you heard your mother say, beloved.
That she didn't know how to protect me because she wasn't protected by her mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel her pain.
Yes. Tell me what you hear right now.
She didn't know any better. She didn't have the tools to give us what we needed.
I heard your mother say, I'm sorry.
She did.
But I want you to understand this. Sorry for her is not an expression of what happened. Her being is sorry. She wakes up sorry. Sorry is her identity. That's why when she says, I'm sorry, you don't even feel it. What you see as a disconnect from you is really just her state of being. Mm-hmm. What else do you want to speak to your mother?
I still need answers on my dad, on my father. Who is he?
Okay. Beloved, I want you to sit here. I'm going to sit with your mom so I can be in support of her in this moment. Truth is going to set you free.
I don't know who your father is. Honestly and truthfully, I don't. I have been with multiple men, and I couldn't even tell you who your father is.
Share with her what you became aware of yesterday.
That I was really lost. My heart was so empty and broken, and that was something that I needed at that moment, because it just made me feel so dirty. I hated myself. I did, because I can't tell my daughter who her father is. That is like the, it's like putting the dagger in my heart. That's the hardest thing I have ever had to say. How can you tell your child you don't know who a father is? But to this day, I don't even know who my father is.
Pathology.
I don't know.
Go ask her for her forgiveness.
Okay. Ask you for forgiveness. Forgive me. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I love you so much. I love both of y'all so much.
Look at your mom. I want you to look into the soul. What do you want to say to that little girl you see in there?
I see myself.
Yeah.
I would love you. And I'm breaking a curse.
Daughter.
Yes. It stops here.
Kim and Charlene have begun their path to healing. It's now time for Annette to do the same. What do you need your mother to know?
I don't know what to ask for.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please ask a question.
What issues do you deal with every day?
Yeah.
If you look yourself in the mirror, what would you say you're not happy with about yourself?
I'm always trying to lose more weight. I try to lose. I weigh myself every day because I don't want to be.
You don't want to be the size that you was.
Look at me. Tell me what you see when you look at that body in the mirror.
It's fat.
What does the fat do for you?
It makes me not likable.
Yeah. Tell me who hurt you.
My mom.
And how did she hurt you?
She wasn't there for me when I needed her most.
Yes. Yeah. Tell her, you weren't there for me.
You weren't there for me when I needed you the most.
Yeah. Yeah. And if I have children...
And if I have children, I'm scared I'll do the same thing to them. I'm scared I won't be a good mother.
Yeah.
I don't know how to be.
Yeah. And if you get thin, you'll meet a man and you could have a kid.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So you'd rather be fat and be safe and not be a mother. Is that accurate?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Come on. Look at her. Tell her. You were not a good mother to me.
You were not a good mother to me.
You put your needs ahead of my own.
You put your needs ahead of my own.
And that left me damaged.
And that left me damaged.
Look at her. Say to her, I was not a good mother to you.
I was not a good mother to you.
I put my needs ahead of yours.
I put my needs ahead of yours.
And that left you damaged.
And that left you damaged.
And I love you.
I love you. I'm so, so sorry. Please forgive me.
Forgive you.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
So when you look at your mom, look in them eyes, what is your inner vision for your future?
That you're there for me through the next chapters as stuff unfolds in life. I have kids, get married.
Yes.
What if your soul was just waiting for this to be clear? What if your children's souls were waiting for this to be clear? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because her children were born into the old paradigm. Yours will be born into the new paradigm. Give me your hands. God, you are the light.
Yes.
With which we forgive.
Yes.
And so it is.
Yes.
Yay. Yay. Group hug!
These women have been waiting more than 20 years for this day of healing. Now, I want the entire family to celebrate this moment, including Kim's husband, Joe, and their daughters, Naomi and Zaria.
Good work, y'all. I was telling
Kim and Annette and Charlene that, you know, for their line, they're coming through a matriarchy. You know, there's a woman at the head of the line. So one of the things that I really want you to do, I want you to see what it feels like to sit at the head. Not in your home, Joe, but in their line. So I'm gonna surrender the head to you. Yeah.
Yes.
Breathe.
Yeah. Yeah. Three generations of women. That's a lot. A lot of power. So live from your power, not from your brokenness.
Amen.
Well, Miss Zaria and Miss Charlene and Miss Kim and Miss Annette and Miss Naomi and Mr. Joe, my work here is done. My work here is done. Yeah, because you know Grandma doesn't get to eat. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.